Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Shell Shack here in Dallas on Henderson. And it's a great place to come have something delicious to eat and drink and watch the game. And every game day, they have $3 Crown Royal beverages for you to enjoy. And Crown Royal and Shell Shack are about to give away a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game. The general manager, Nigel, here is drawing the name, and he has presented it to me. And congratulations to Jeremy Maxwell. The Shell Shack will be in charge soon with your tickets. Thanks to you, Nigel, for pulling that name for us. And thanks to Crown Royal for providing the tickets and a great hangout with us today. We still do have some of these Crown Royal Salute to Service Custom Cowboy Sippy Cups. It's like a tailgate flask slash sippy cup, whatever the case. It's amazing. And we have a few more if you want to swing on by, get some dinner, maybe on your way home.
Hey, just want to say something real quick to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on another great Flacktober.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
I mean, that is amazing. It's amazing to hear the stories from people about, I mean, D was in here early from Philly, right?
Yes.
D was telling us how he's got them. And then the people tell the story of where they stopped to get the flags.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, that year I went to, you know. But congratulations to you, to Spittle, to the whole organization for doing that. That's something. It's kind of neat to see those. Like,
it is.
Mardi Gras Brian started at the championship parade because he saw one of those flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of that was the inspiration to just start drinking beers for 14 hours.
Man, I love seeing him. I want to salute Chris Arnold as well, the Hall of Famer, the three-time Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He helped me start that thing back
with the little flag,
in 2012.
Right?
Yeah, he was handing out all the little flags of the AAC. And, you know, people still tag me with a picture of that every now and then. But I love to see all the flags posted.
You used to go to events when I was at Dallas Cowboys. You guys would show up at events with a flag.
Absolutely.
That was something, like your way of planting the flag and all
Ooh-wee.
That.
Ooh-wee. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And yes, we did give away the last of the 2025 G-Bag Nation flags earlier today at this location. They went faster than ever. So congrats to everybody that managed to pick one up. Here's the chief with your hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. NBC, NBA, Collision Course. It starts right now. Let's crank open the sesh.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening
to
you guys?
Well, it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We have thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Here we go, live from Shell Shack. The NBA season is about to tip off. It really gets in full force tomorrow with your Dallas Mavericks at the AAC and the San Antonio Spurs. Broadus is pointing the index finger at the television screen.
Yeah,
let's go live to Broadus.
Oklahoma City just got their rings and raised a banner.
Right in front of Kevin Durant.
There's your
former
goal.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Isn't that incredible? Kevin Durant having to sit there and watch OKC hang that first banner.
I don't think he was bothered by that. You?
Now that he got his.
Now, if you're a real competitor, that's yeah, weed, any type that's of weed. Self-respect, that's going to irk you, and he's going to go for 40 tonight.
Maybe. I can imagine. Yeah.
Especially because the Rockets have nobody else offensively. Van Vliet's hurt. Yeah. Did you see their starting five?
Not looking great.
Their shortest guy is Amen Thompson. He's 6'7".
Wow.
Everybody else, it's like Sengun, it's Jabari Smith. It's
Sengun,
Steven
what a
Adams,
great name.
And it's KD. They're all. It's basically 6'7", and then 6'10", and then 6'11" across the board.
Might be the recipe to beat OKC. I mean, the Mavericks are giving them fits with the two bigs.
Skilled length, baby.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited for some basketball, and I forgot about the NBC situation that they were kicking it off tonight, so we're seeing the NBC coverage. Yeah. And I'm interested to see how the Michael Jordan indoctrination into NBA media.
Well, and then we get Inside the NBA on ESPN for the first time.
Which I don't think we're all excited about, are we?
I don't know what
to expect. I think they're watering it down. I think we're only going to get it like 10 times throughout the season, and they're going to be like 30-minute installments. I don't know. There's been weird reports about how that's actually going to look. So we'll see. I mean, those guys still make magic, even if it's only for 30 minutes. We'll get great clips out of it. G-Bag the Day champions, things like that. But I don't know, man. I just...
You're predicting this, huh?
Yeah, we'll get that.
Well, I mean, it's like a minus 10,000 that we're going to get a handful of the NBA G-Bag of the Day champions and certainly nominees.
Oh, yeah, you're right
and
about
we're
that.
Loaded with Mavs stuff tomorrow. We got Tim Cato at 3. We got Ryan Rucco, who's on the call for ESPN with our buddy Jordan Sedano at 4:20.
Beautiful. Okay, and we will have our first rim sesh of the 2025 NBA season
just
tomorrow. I have a brand new NBA game to introduce to you fellas tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
I can't wait to cheat.
We will play the Cooper Flagg newest Gatorade ad narrated by Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, yeah, that's
tomorrow.
Badass.
That audio is pretty fun. Klay Thompson, some good Klay Thompson audio as well. Everybody seems to love him, the captain. But, yeah, Michael Jordan debut his new series, Insights to Excellence, on NBC, starting tonight at halftime. So I cannot wait to see what that actually looks like. I mean, the still shot teaser is Tirico and MJ sitting across from each other. And I guess MJ is just going to be taking you inside his basketball brain.
With Tirico interviewing him? Or him like narrating a highlight piece?
That it looks like more of an interview situation. So okay. I don't know if maybe they'll turn things over to the screen and he'll start breaking down plays or whatever. But I am fascinated to see how MJ comes across and what exactly his role is with all this NBC stuff. But bottom line is basketball's back, and that's very exciting.
I mean, things could go a lot of different ways with Jordan. I just hope it's better in whatever way he brings it than what Tom Brady has. That's my only hope.
Ooh, and we got Round Ball Rock. We got the Round Ball Rock song back.
We got the Round Ball Rock. And we get to start off with some L.A. Lakers controversy to start the season.
Oh, no.
Well,
Luka's fat again already?
First and foremost, no, not yet.
Come on, there was a fight at the buffet line.
I'm actually surprised to not see Luka in this picture with LeBron James eating pizza. But there is some damning evidence here about LeBron James and the way he consumes his pizza. He posted the photo, LeBron eating pizza, and he has a fork. He's using a fork to eat his pizza.
Okay.
The internet totally erupted on this.
I think
for good reason. What
question.
Are you doing?
Is it
eating
deep
pizza?
Dish?
Eating
here's
pizza with a
fork? The question.
No, it's not. It's
here's
not a deep dish.
The question. That's what I was asking.
No, it's not deep dish.
If it's deep dish, I think you could go with the knife and
or
fork.
Or a calzone, you know. Sometimes it's considered still a pizza.
Sure.
But I think the calzone is under the handheld.
Let's stop shaming people.
That's a handheld.
He wants to eat some damn pizza with a knife and a fork. Let him do it.
I know the pizzone is.
It's America,
I think the greatest item in Pizza Hut history. But, yeah, this seems very silver spoonish. You know?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, if you don't want to spill it all over yourself, too, you might want to not spill it.
He's drinking some vino, eating what looks to be a pretty delicious highfalutin pizza that has more spinach on it than any pizza.
Oh, so he went margarita is what he did. He went with the basil and the basil and cheese.
That's so thin crust. You can't use a fork on that. That's a fold technique.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so people are calling him out for that. But
hey, Eric, are you doing handheld calzones?
Yeah, I'm doing a little handheld calzone.
I'm glad you chimed in.
All right, talk to me about this, Lucius.
I'm glad you chimed in, Lucius.
Are you are you going fork on that?
The calzones I wish I could. I can't do it. They're too big. I have
too
to cut them
up. Big. Yeah.
That's a two-hander.
And the middle sogs in. The middle gets heavy, and that corner right there is going to drip down. You got cheese and toppings. So it would have to be a two-hander until you get about halfway through.
You are savage, sir.
Is it?
Lucius, he ate a hamburger today in about 45 seconds.
My God.
I was trying to be a professional, get back on the air.
It was seriously.
You ordered that.
We were interviewing Stink, and my man went into a hamburger for 45 seconds.
I sure did. Double patty smash here at Shell Shack's, getting it done at a high level.
American
and
burger.
Those gosh dang French fries. Dude, what do they do with the French fries here at Shell Shack?
Some garlic and was that parsley?
It felt, yeah, look, but then there was like some type of sweet twist on it.
Just
I don't
tender
know,
love and care,
bro.
Baby.
Yeah, I haven't eaten that good since Sunday at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, baby.
You're about due for a fast day, I think, Chief.
I'll be I am due for a fast day. I didn't know how to react. I felt a little bit shameful. I was in the Sham broadcast booth. We do the halftime show. Now,
how much food you took out of there? Was that how shameful it was?
Well, at the end of halftime, now it's like everybody's back in their broadcast positions, and it felt like, okay, everybody's had theirs, so now I can pretty much just clean up.
Go to town.
So that's what I did. I loaded it up with the sushi.
That's the first time.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
They had everything taken out of that area, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like,
how do you know they're not going to go back?
Because usually I'll weasel in, sneak, grab just a couple, don't want to ruffle any feathers, and then get out of there. But at this point, it's like halftime's over now. I'm looking around. I'm the only one here by the table. Brought has shoveled a couple of rolls in his face, and now I'm like, okay, job's time. It's time to take advantage.
Yeah.
So I do it. I load up the plate. I got everything going. And then as I turn away from the table and start walking, here comes the most legendary statistician of all time, Bob Thomas, walking past me. And he gives me this look on his face where it was like, I don't know if he was just disgusted with how full the plate was or if he was like, I haven't gotten mine yet.
Yeah.
And so what the hell are you doing?
Taking all the food.
I thought I was last.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't tell if it was just a general disgust face or if it was, damn you, I haven't gotten my sushi yet face. So I'm going to have a conversation with Bob next week.
That's when you say, if you're not first, you're last, Bob.
Sorry about you, Bob. So did you guys see?
Probably listening right now.
Salute.
I hope he is. I love Bob to death. I mean,
yeah,
truly.
But he got no sushi and no chicken tender.
Well,
but
he probably saved a tendy. Save the tendy in there.
Did you leave one of each? One piece of sushi, one tendy?
I wish I could just tell you right now that there was still sushi left on that big
one. I don't think there was.
There was no more.
No, there wasn't.
And the ginger was all mine. I became a ginger guy recently. I don't know what happened, but that stuff is pretty incredible.
Welcome to the club, bro. Welcome to the club.
Come on now, Lucius. That ginger is fire, bro. I used to just leave it.
That's what I've been saying.
I used to just leave the ginger. And now I'm like, that might... It's not the star of the show, but damn, that's a
the ginger on the rainbow roll. The ginger on the rainbow roll really sets it up. And that roll does not go eaten. For whatever reason, in that press box, they don't like the rainbow roll. I told Eric, I'm like, take that damn roll. And you took the whole thing.
Okay, so
I got an update on that, on Crosby.
Wait, what?
We got a Crosby update. Here
all right,
we go.
We stopped down.
I just got hit up that there is smoke here. That this is lit. There is smoke.
Okay, but is there fire?
From the Raiders side.
Yeah.
That this is legit.
Well, there's obviously smoke on the Raiders side.
But
I mean, they're a
bunch
of...
The player. I think the player's interested in Dallas.
Oh, come on home, baby.
Maximilian.
Make it happen.
Strong arm Brady and Spy Tech and get your rear end to Frisco.
So we'll wait. We'll wait and see what more develops. Brian's right about the Cowboys
absolutely
not reaching
is.
Out, of course. But I was just told from somebody that was ready to just put ice cold water on the situation
that there is smoke here. So we'll wait and see.
So there's interest from the player.
And the team.
And the team. Yep. Okay. So now with that being said, the mission now becomes.
We'll see what the Cowboys do.
You got to call if you're the Cowboys. And you get, and you're going to. And what's going to happen is there's going to be teams that are far more aggressive than you going for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah, you got to be the highest bid. But if Crosby really wants to come here, how are the Raiders going to look at that?
Okay, yes,
well,
for sure.
Try and trade him out of the conference would be number one.
Exactly. You're getting him out of the conference.
Get him out of the conference is
and
what you want to do.
Much like we were thinking about with Trey Hendrickson and a trade with the Bengals, what do the Bengals need more than anything in the world other
offensive
than Joe
linemen.
Burrow to be healthy? They need offensive linemen.
They
what
need
do
linemen.
The Raiders need?
TJ Bass.
They need hey, I'll give them Bass and Nate Thomas. You can have both of my depth pieces on the offensive line. I'd prefer to just give you Bass. I'd like to hang on to Nate Thomas, maybe replace a steel at right tackle next year. I don't know. But bottom line is, they need offensive line help. So I give you a first-round pick. I give you TJ Bass.
Yeah.
We shake hands, and Max goes and gets the sacks.
Well, and look, Jackson Powers Johnson, who's their starting center, played with TJ Bass in college at Oregon. They've got familiarity along the offensive line. But also, if they trade Jacoby Myers, do they need a wide receiver? And all of a sudden, here's Mingo inserted back. Do the Cowboys have a wide receiver? Maybe they'd be looking to offload Jalen Tolbert, anybody?
Take your pick. Yeah, Flannoy, Tolbert, Mingo, which one you want?
I mean,
boy,
seriously.
The Raiders got to be careful. They can't get killed on this trade, though. You know what I'm saying? They got to make sure they got a bad football team right now. So they're gonna try and hold you up on some stuff.
Well, we give you a plug and play. Maybe your best offensive lineman is our backup. But hey, we give you a starter on the offensive line.
I like what you're trying to do.
Get a first round pick.
I like what you're trying to do.
And like you said, if you want one of the receivers too, you want a Tolbert, you want a Mingo, whatever. Hell, you need a tight end. I would love to give you Scooney. I'll just throw him in there for free. In fact, I'll send him there now before we even know if we're doing this trade. Okay, Scooney, hop on a bird.
What if they insist on both ones? Is Crosby worth it?
If they insist on both ones,
I think he is.
I think I'm going to tell him to cram it up their cram hole.
I think he's
I'm going to say, you don't have the balls, Spytek, to sit here with this dominant of a player and that bad of a roster. Call me when you're ready to have some real actual conversations.
But you got
to
worry about
first time GM.
Well, you got to worry about F them picks out there with the Rams.
Yeah, like I think that you'll get an aggressive Lions or an aggressive Howie Roseman sneaks in here and does something when they need an edge. Like I want that
Dallas's pick might be the best of all the teams you might be dealing with.
Not if you get Crosby.
Well, no, but I'm saying if it's the 49ers, if it's the Rams, if it's the Colts,
Dallas's like
pick
saying,
might
Gavin.
Be worse.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, worse as far as worse for, I mean, like the record
like
wise,
the highest,
the, yeah,
of the, other
the highest of the others. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fascinating conversation. I think ultimately, because I'm just in such a let's go for it right now mode, I'd be willing to push it to at least a 1 and a 2 for sure.
Well, I would look at it like there's more players on the trade market that are going to be traded. If the Dolphins really want to deal Phillips or Chubb or Hendrickson, we have the ability to say back, listen, if somebody's willing to give you 2 ones, awesome. We're going to take our capital and improve this football team elsewhere. As much as Max Crosby is the one target that the Cowboys should be looking at, we could trade for a different edge and a linebacker with that level.
You guys got the text up? Can people text in and say – yes on 2, no on 2. You mean what I'm saying? Just give me a yes or a no. Would you give up 2 number one picks to get Max Crosby? I'm just interested what the Tolos are saying. Yes or no?
And what if
– I just want to see –
I mean, I wonder if this is a place where, like, you could put Diggs in.
No, I'm just saying I want to see it because if Dallas tries to make an offer, I want to see where the fan base is at right now.
Yeah, what ultimately are you willing to give up? A first – and a player,
just say
or
yes,
multiple players.
Yes for 2.
2 ones.
Or no for 2. I mean, just say it. Yes or no. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, what would you say, Broadus? 2 first-round picks for Crosby or a 4th-round pick for Jalen Phillips in Miami?
Oh, I love Crosby. I think Crosby is...
There's no question he's better.
Yeah, but I love Phillips, too. I think, you know, to me, it's a little bit of, like, sad that, but I mean, I got somebody that can help. I think Phillips can absolutely help. I think Stink's right. I think this guy is a game wrecker. The way he gets pressures, the way he plays the run, the sacks, the fact that he'd be in his hometown situation. I think that would be just perfect for this football.
He could also be like your Dak on the defense. I mean, everything that I've heard is he is a tremendous leader.
He's already paid up. You're already getting paid. Kind of contract already done.
Him and Fred Davis are going to be ripping black and milds in the post-game locker room after that first dub.
But I do think, I wonder if it can be a one in Diggs. I mean, I wonder if they would consider putting Diggs as part of this package.
I am seeing most of the totals are saying no to hell no on the two first-round picks.
Okay.
On two first-round picks.
So now they've given Dallas a way out here. They've given Dallas a way out. So, I mean, basically they're saying they really don't want the player at all costs. You know, the fan base is telling me right now they don't want the player at all costs. They're just willing to, like, okay, well, then be ready when you don't have pass rush, you don't have a player that's closing out games and all that. You had this chance. You said no. You didn't want to make your team better.
We got to go for it this year. It's not a matter of
saying.
Let's build year to year,
fans. That's what I'm saying. I
mean, you'd end up getting Clark and Crosby for Micah, effectively.
Yeah.
And saving a bunch of money, too. Crosby's cap hit this year is only $20 million. There are so many ways this thing wins. You know, I if you want to say Micah Parsons is better than Max Crosby, I get it. But Crosby is a two-way player.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to help you impact the run and make up for what he doesn't give you compared to Micah Parsons in the past. I think he's the better overall player because of how much more important run defense has become.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
All right. Oh, there we are.
Hey,
holy cow.
Nice work, Wolchuk.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thanks
so
for the scoop.
Reset the scoop here, Wolchuk. You're hearing that Crosby wants to come to the Cowboys and their stock.
Crosby's obviously heard about the rumors, and he would be very interested in coming to the Cowboys. I don't know if that means that he strong-arms the Raiders and says, if you want to trade me, Dallas is the place I want to go. But I think the Raiders are open to moving him. The players open to coming to Dallas. The Raiders and Cowboys just need to get on the phone. Cowboys have not contacted the Raiders.
Ceiling is the two first rounds. The floor is
a one in Bass.
A one in some players.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's make this happen. Could he play on Sunday?
I do think Diggs is a possibility here.
So we make it happen tonight. Crosby's playing against the Broncos.
Oh,
or do you
go.
Wait for the bye?
No, I think he's going to make his debut Monday Night Football against his old team.
Oh, there you go. I like that storyline.
So you think this trade
storyline is going to be?
You think this trade's going over the deadline?
I think best case he'll be a Cowboy against Arizona, but I think it's going to go to the deadline.
I needed that. Thank you, Wolchuk. We go into the night with the Cowboys trade rumoruskies as hot as they've been since the few hours we got to prepare for the Micah Parsons departure to Green Bay. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas here on Henderson, a great place to come have dinner and some drinks, watch the game. $3 Crown Royal during all games, happy hour every afternoon 2 to 6, then late night happy hour from 10 to close. All right, and we're back to find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for on a Tuesday night in the nation.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.